producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was interesting. They say if you are a jerk, you can make people be more creative and better at selling their ideas to others. And they say this was the secret of Steve Jobs' success. Now, I haven't seen the Steve Jobs movie, and my worry is I don't think I'd be any more clear, or I don't think I would see any more clarity to his story because I'd be so busy watching Michael Fassbender and drooling. But people have reported that he was very, very tough to work for. And biting at times. May he rest in peace. But, you know, we don't want to say this in a critical sense, but when you look at the success of people, we were just talking about how our middle class is starting to get smaller and smaller. And, you know, we look at how it's getting a lot more difficult to compete in the job market. And, you know, we're losing jobs out to automation and machinery and not being able to speak multiple languages, et cetera. You know, when you see somebody that makes it, you know, from working out of his garage to becoming Steve Jobs, you want to know why. You want to know how, okay? You know, Donald Trump, well, I think Donald Trump, you know, he had obviously a leg up with his family. And that story doesn't seem to intrigue as many as people that are like, okay, you know, how did you start out from, where did you go from rags to riches? Everybody wants to know that because that's the American dream. Okay, you start out poor, you work hard, you do the right things, you do it ethically, you help others along the way, you build a team, you build a bigger team, you start to lead that team, and then you lead that team to greatness. And it's like, ah. So, according to one study that's looked at it, they say an arrogant and assertive personality helped make people like Steve Jobs successful. Well, I guess he was also known as cussing at the employees. See, a lot of people curse. A lot of people do. You know, me as an employer, when I first started out, I was, okay, you know, we're best friends. Guys, we're going to go out to dinner afterwards. Oh, you know, we're going to go out for drinks. Hey, guys, I'll have a party. Come over to my house. And then I realized that people don't want to be their boss's friend. All right, I got that. And it's okay. And it was hard because I wanted everybody to like me. All right? Because, again, I mean, I was their age. So we were all hanging out, but then I realized, all right, you know, and then things start to happen, or somebody starts to steal, or somebody lies and said they did something for a patient and they didn't. And then, you know, as I was going into my first or second year of having my own practice, I'm like, come on, guys, you know, don't do that. Come on, you know, just be straight with me. Okay, you know, if I ask you to, you know, call in that medication for the patient, okay, let me know. And if you can't do it, just let me know that you can't do it. Come on, guys. You know, we could all work together. And then, no, and then more stuff started happening. People started stealing. People started doing, you know, real bad things, stealing supplies, stealing samples. At the time, years ago, you would actually have narcotics controlled substances come into the locked cabinet. Of course, you know, the staff had access to the locked cabinet. And, you know, that was stolen. One of my nurses stole flu shots, pretended to be Dr. Dahlia. And she had a flu shot clinic that she went to jail. After this, did a flu shot clinic in North Las Vegas. This was years ago. And when I calculated how many syringes she took versus the flu shots she took, I was like, wait a second here. I don't think she took enough syringes. Of course, police were notified. They arrested her. But from what I understand, she was already doing After we fired her, we found out we had fired her, and then we found out she had done this after, and then she had subsequently been arrested. But then, all right, I have to be a little different. Okay, as a boss, I have to, you know, obviously show that there are consequences for doing things like this. One of the biggest things that ticked me off was nurses calling in lore tabs for their boyfriends using my DEA. I'm like, really? Well, back then it was like, come on, guys, you know, if there's a problem, let me help him. If he needs to be a patient. No, they are stealing and that's illegal. And so I had to get tougher. And I'm not proud of sometimes my using foul language, but sometimes some WT blanks come up when I see things that just surprise me and I don't have time to stop before I speak. Like, are you kidding me? You know, this patient needs X, Y, and Z, and, you know, you what? And so, you know, I'm not proud of that, but I understand how an employer progresses to that. And it's not right. You know, something happens and you're like, what the, you know, and it happens and these words are going to come out. Same thing with the kids. I never wanted to curse in front of the kids. Never. Oh, that lasted like what, a couple months? Right? And it happens. Cause again, it's, you know, and why do people do it? Well, it's a way to show them that you are unhappy, that this is not agreeable. But I don't think bosses should be jerks. I don't think you should fear the boss. I think the best boss is somebody you could communicate with, somebody you could talk to. Look, I think we need to do this better. I think I could do my job better if I have X, Y, and Z. Can we figure out a way where we could implement this, this, and this? Because I think I could do a much better job for you now than we can do. All right? That kind, a boss like that that could listen to that, you know, or at least go back and forth and say the reason why we don't want to do that is because we tried that and, you know, you X, Y, and Z, you know, but, I see a lot of X, Y, and Z. I think the alphabet's very extremely important to incorporate. But they say that when somebody is a narcissist, okay, they may, let me see, appear to be more creative. They have this confidence. Some people are attracted to that. They want to see confidence. I don't. I don't like narcissists at all. I cannot work well with one. Okay? I mean, be confident if you deserve it, if you did something that deserves that confidence. But don't think just because your poop doesn't stink. Okay? Sometimes people think that the disagreeableness means they're a better negotiator. But, you know, one thing that's very attractive to some employees is when you get on the good side of your boss and your boss smiles and is nice, it's like, ah, I don't like that, though. I don't want, you know, that type of setup for a boss being abusive. But it was an interesting study, nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro One G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
DocDali. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom for working the dials. And thank God this article came out. They say whole grains do cause flatulence and more toilet trips. I thought it was just me. I was like, what is going on? I cannot eat whole grains. This is ridiculous. I mean, I could not get through the day. I'm like, I don't want to eat the whole grains. I don't have time to toot. I don't know how they did it in the olden days. I don't know how everybody dealt with their gas. Did they back in the Industrial Revolution just toot? Is that what happened? Because, you know, I think one of the reasons why we have such a push for many of these foods that we're eating is because I could go all day without having to poop or toot or any. And so I could eat my breakfast. I could be fine. I could, you know, if I'm in New York, go on the subway, go to this meeting, go here, jump back on the subway, go to the meeting. And I don't have to worry about my being in public because I'm really not going to have any issues or any accidents or whatever until I get back to my hotel room at night. Same thing with work. Remember, my studio is very, very small. The last thing you want to do is let out any air here. There's, like, no ventilation whatsoever. But, you know, a lot of the foods, you know, I'll do that. I'll go, you know what, no, I don't want to get the whole grain because I know in a few hours I'm going to, you know, start getting bloated and gassy and I'm not going to be anywhere where that wouldn't be an issue. All right? Apparently a study here says that even though it's an unwelcome side effect, remember, it's a sign that your intestines are doing what they're supposed to. And it's a sign of good intestinal health. Those who switch to whole grain versions of foods, like bread, cereal, pasta, and rice, notice their food took longer to pass through intestines than those limited to wheat. They made more frequent trips to the toilet and passed wind more often than they used to. There is nothing about gas that resembles wind. Okay, can I say that? Okay, wind is really fleeting, you know, for a quick moment, and maybe it rustles up your hair, etc. Gas, that could soil your clothes for the rest of the day. Anyway, flatulence is embarrassing. Experts say, though, but don't be too embarrassed. It's a sign of good health, as passing air prevents bloating. Yeah, you know, my mom's like, you know, how you doing? Are you healthy? Are you healthy? Yeah, looks like you're good. Moreover, just eating wheat, those eating just wheat said they felt more bloated and tired as a result. Whole grain food means that it has the essential parts and naturally occurring nutrients of the entire grain seed. In non-whole grain foods, the husk and other parts of the grain which contain fiber and vitamins are removed. Previous research has been shown eating whole grains can lower the risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and can help manage weight. As part of their study, Danish researchers recruited 75 participants to analyze the effects of whole grains on the gut. Some replaced grain products with whole grain versions and were compared against a control group that had no whole grains. Study author was from the Institute of Sports Science and Nutrition. And they saw that those who ate whole grains were more flatulent and had several departures of air during the day. See, I don't know if I would, like, you know, be honest about that on a questionnaire. I'm like, well, we women don't do that. Those that don't eat whole grains feel more bloated and tired during the same period. The whole grains took a lot longer to pass through the intestine than those limited to wheat. Okay, so you get gas. Okay, what does that mean? All right, things are moving. You don't want things to sit and settle. The body does not like stasis. It doesn't want food sitting there and festering and then messing with the lining of the colon. That's bad. Okay, things need to move. Same thing with your sinuses. Okay, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want my nose to run. Okay, a runny nose is not as bad as you not being able to get the stuff out. You need to get it out. Same thing with urination. We don't want you to hold your pee all day. If you hold your urine all day, what can you get? Infection. You want to pee. Now, we don't want you to over-pee. We don't want over-poo diarrhea. We don't want your nose always running. We want to control some of it, but we don't want stasis. So, there was also a study where if you look at white bread and rice, it increases the risk of depression in older women. But if you eat more roughage, eat more vegetables, whole grain foods, it helps. Remember, these refined foods will cause your sugar to spike up. When your sugar spikes, your insulin spikes. They say many times this process where the insulin is trying to break down the sugar can cause you to be depressed. The findings published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition could, I guess, pave the way for depression being treated and nutrition. Although, I got to tell you something. If I, let's say, was on air and I tooted, and I did so unwittingly, and people get, you know, wind of it, right? And then I, start to speak, right? And then it's out there in the news that Dr. Dahlia cannot hold her gas and she tooted on air. You guys are vicious, by the way. I see, you know, there's like a newscaster and somebody splices in a toot right while she's talking and everybody's like, da, 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 Cindy farted on air, da, and you know, it's all over YouTube. I would say that causes depression. You know, I don't understand how, here's the thing, okay? You gotta eat right, I get that. You need to have good bowel health, I get that. If you're constipated, you're gonna be in a bad mood. But causing somebody to be flatulent I don't think is going to help them with their depression. Yeah, it may help everybody else because it sounds funny, but I have a lot of people who, when they're bloated, they don't want to have sex, they don't want anybody touching them, they don't want to be around people. So I think we need to be really, really careful with these sorts of studies. Okay, now what everybody tells me, the ones that eat these, you know, high protein diet or high fiber diets, is your body will get used to it. Your body will eventually get used to the fiber so you don't have that much gas. That is true. If you get yourself eating well, all right, it's not going to be as dramatic as you eating like crap and then all of a sudden one day going straight to the high brand. Okay? So, you know, but you have to ease it in and you have to get used to it and you have to get yourself on a cycle. You know, I have a lot of women write me about gas. They're like, I don't know what to do. I have gas and it's embarrassing and I have to work and I don't have a bathroom nearby and the bathrooms that we do have are kind of, you know, communal bathrooms. You know, people are there and I just not in a place of work where I could sit there and toot in the bathroom. So, you know, what we have to do is design, you know, when they could go. And sometimes your body doesn't work like a clock, but sometimes you can make it work like a clock, where every day before you go to work, you do your business, and then when you come home, you can do your business, and then hopefully you don't have to, you know, deal with as much gas and other issues. But I gotta tell you, the worst thing you could do for your bowel health is hold in the gas. That's the worst thing you can do. Okay? It's dangerous. Because, you know, one is it causes bloating and it causes slowdown of your digestion and it's uncomfortable. So we want to make sure that when you got the loot, you toot. Sneak out to your car, pretend you left your cell phone there. I don't know. If everybody's in the bathroom putting on makeup, tell them to get out. You know, you need to drop a deuce and then hopefully they all leave. That's what I do. Okay, I don't go into the details. Well, I had some fiber and I have this. I'm like, I can't go to the bathroom with people in here. Y'all have to leave, like now. All right, man, Dr. Dahlia, man, let's buy that fiber again. And she always has to go. Okay? Elderly women with incontinence may also face the risk of falling. Oh, I could believe it, man. If I ever pee on myself, that tile gets slippery. They say elderly women have urinary incontinence during the day may face another problem at night and are at risk of falls. They say women who wet the bed are frailer and in poor physical or mental health than peers who don't have a bedwetting problem, according to researchers who wrote in the Journal of Urology. So the data suggested that poor overall physical functioning was associated with falls and that incontinence was a marker of poor physical functioning. So basically, if you are older and having trouble maintaining your urine, you're probably also going to have trouble maintaining your balance and other issues, and so you would be at fall risk. And so if you have a family member and you're like, they're not going to fall, they're fine, they walk around, but then you find that they bed wet because they have incontinence issues, they may actually be at risk for falls. You better keep an eye on them. That's kind of what they're saying. They say there's a growing body of evidence supporting efforts to reduce nighttime awakening and improve patience. All right. We want to make sure that also when you wake up in the middle of the night, you could, you know, get to the bathroom without falling. And a lot of the bathrooms now are, you know, they're not right by the bed. We don't want the bathroom by the bed, right, because it stinks. But unfortunately, the farther you have to walk, the worse it is. Sometimes I tell older people to have a bedside commode. So all they have to do is roll out of bed and then just sit in the commode and then go back to bed. Put the cap on it, and no, don't let the cat, no, get the cat off of it. I know my cat would probably, you know, sleep next to it. At work, I have a porta potty. In my studio, I have a porta potty. Sometimes I gotta go, and I can't wait till break. So I just move over to the porta potty, and then I move back. It's just what we gotta do. Alright, women in the study were at least 74 years of age. About half were at high risk for falls. I taught you guys about what to do to get rid of, fall issues. We need to get rid of the animals, not get rid of them, but move the animals, get rid of area rugs, make sure they have physical therapy, occupational therapy, and balance training, because the more balance they have, the less likely they are to fall. And check their hearing, too. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say a new study suggests that drinking milk could put you at higher risk of getting Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease. I don't like milk, so no problem there for me, but for many of you, uh-oh. The original goal of the study was to find patterns of aging. The study found a link between contaminants that were present in milk and the development of Parkinson's disease. They said, however, The study may not be alarming to the daily consumers of milk, as research specifically focused on Japanese American men who were living in Hawaii during the 1980s. So it may be possible that the milk that the men consumed may have been contaminated with pesticides from pineapples. The pesticide that might have contaminated the milk, they say, is not in use now. The pesticide was in use during the 1980s in Hawaii and used for killing pests present in the pineapple crop. Pineapple debris is a common feed for cows in Hawaii. So the pesticide's going to travel to the milk through the pineapple debris that were fed to the cows. You guys getting all this? All right. The study showed that the brains of two men who drank more than two glasses of milk daily had their nerves in the area that were most affected by Parkinson's disease further compromised than the nerves of those who drank less milk. Whew. Okay. Was that good? So don't freak out about drinking milk. You're probably fine. It's just it was a study that they think happened to these men in Hawaii that were drinking milk that might have had pesticide that was used about 30 years ago. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One in five U.S. kids have unhealthy cholesterol levels, 20% of our kids. All right, so what's going to happen when they're adults? 8% have the most worrisome cholesterol levels. Older children and teenagers have the worst cholesterol levels. Nearly 27% of 16 to 19-year-olds had at least one measure of unhealthy cholesterol. More than 43% of obese kids had bad cholesterol. They say it's not a surprise, but frightening. The findings definitely support recommendations to start screening even young children for cholesterol. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends cholesterol screening all children aged 9 to 11. Unhealthy cholesterol levels mean the arteries are already getting blocked with hardening plaques that could cause heart attacks and strokes. Many studies have shown heart disease starts young, with artery clogging blockages starting sometimes at the age of 3. Ultrasound exams of children as young as 10 have shown that they can have arteries that are already as clogged as those in some middle-aged people. The study published last year showed that nearly a third of the kids screened in pediatric clinics in Houston had unhealthy cholesterol levels by age 9 to 11. I gotta hand it to that clinic in Houston because, you know, when I suggest to my parents and kids, you know, let's do a blood test, they're like, what? No, what? I mean, my kids are 15 and 13. They don't even want to get a blood test. So to get these 9 to 11-year-old kids to get a blood test, well done. There was a recommendation years ago, start screening between 2 and 10 to get a baseline. Didn't seem to work out well. A lot of kids, 3-year-olds, you know, would not have it. So this 9 to 11 is a little bit more easy to stomach. Now, mind you, kids can inherit a genetic form of high cholesterol called familial hypercholesterolemia. But we think the main cause is your sugary and the fatty foods that are being fed to them, plus lack of exercise. So the team looked at data from 2011 to 2014, taken from a very large survey. One in five youths had high total cholesterol, HDL, and then the non-HDL, and it looked like 21%. 13% had low levels of HDL, which is a good cholesterol. Basically, HDL scoops up the bad cholesterol, carries it away. So you want a lot of HDL. The more HDL you have, the more protection you have with the heart. So it's a very, very important number, your HDL. Okay, you want that high. You do. HDL, you want high. LDL, you want low. I just made that up. Okay?
Yeah, me.
You want it high? Make it higher. High. Okay, I'll come up with a song. I can do that. All right, and then sugary drinks, I got to cut back on that. And we talked about that, and we talked about that. Okay, 14% of children aged 6 to 8 had abnormal cholesterol levels, and 26.9% of teens aged 16 to 19 did. They say it's never too soon to start turning things around for a child. Stop those sugary drinks. Then start working on fiber. They recommend kids eat one fruit or vegetable with every meal or snack because we need to try to sneak in 5 to 9 servings a day. 5 servings a day is the recommended minimum. Most kids look at a vegetable like, say, what? And then exercise will raise your HDL. Very, very important to do. We got to up that. Okay, pretty good? Yeah. Make it high. I don't know what the song is, but I'll come up with it. I know. Whew. All right, talking about concussions and our football players, what about the cheerleaders? Guess what is the number one injury in cheerleaders? Concussion. Concussions top the list of injuries suffered by high school cheerleaders. Cheerleading still ranks near the bottom of high school sports in terms of overall injury because they know how to jump, and you have four women trying to catch you. I would not trust another woman catching my big butt. I could just see her so mad. Man, she's going out with Dirk. Yeah, you know what? She won't if she's got a broken tailbone. Drop. Ow! So that's why I was never in cheer. Because I just knew nobody would catch me. I don't know. Knowing me, I'd probably be at the bottom of the pyramid. Because, everybody else is like a size 2. About 400,000 students in the United States participate in high school cheerleading each year, including more than 123,000 involved in competitive sprint squads that incorporate stunts, pyramids, tosses, and jumps, according to the U.S. National Federation of State High School Associations. But states classify cheerleading in various ways. Some define it as a sport. Others call it non-athletic extracurricular activities. Oh, hell no, it's a sport. All right, come on, that's hard work, please. The distinction is important because defining it as a sport requires stricter rules regarding practice location and other safety measures. Oh, I get it. Maybe some places don't want it to be a sport because then they have to follow more guidelines. The new study is the first to compare injury rates of high school sanctioned cheerleading and other sports, blah, blah, blah. And cheerleading ranked behind gymnastics in the percentage of injuries resulting in an athlete being benched for at least 3 weeks or even an entire season. You know what would hurt me in gymnastics is that balance beam. I would always fall right on in the groin on the balance beam, and it was so miserable, the bruises I got. So the new study shows that concussions are the most common injury for 31% of all injuries, even though it was lower than all other sports combined. Usually during stunts, pyramid formations constituting 16%, tumbling accounting for 9%. Most stunt and pyramid-related concussions resulted with contact with another person. So you fall on another person, you hit your head. So, if your daughter or, niece or whatever is a cheerleader, you want to keep an eye on them and remember that it's not just a football thing in terms of concussions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you want your text to appear sincere when you text each other? They say don't put punctuation. A full stop is, used at the end of a thought like a period could possibly make you look less sincere. So if, you're writing somebody like, would you like to go to the movie with me? And if you write, yes, I would, period, that's not, it just looks weird. If you go, hell yeah, with an exclamation point, that's acceptable. If you go yes with no punctuation point, that's also accessible. Binghamton University's Harper College observed 126 students who read a series of messages displayed as text on a screen. And during 16 experimental exchanges, the sender's message contained a statement followed by an invitation and a phrase such as, Dave gave me his extra ticket, wanna come, which is, by the way, improper grammar, wanna, is not proper. And the receiver would go, okay, sure, yeah, or yup. Depending on where they put the period, it either was taken as, wow, well, they don't want to go, or they want to go. Some of you are like, why is this significant? Because your bosses are texting you. Okay? You need to be careful. There's a couple little changes that are happening we'll have to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch. watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, you're going to be hearing this week some of the results by the United Health Foundation and the American Public Health Association as they have come up with the healthiest and least healthy states. We always seem to, is it me or is it a lot more often than once a year? Because I keep on seeing Hawaii ends up at the top of the list. Hawaii at the top of the list, yet if you're in the South, that seems to be at the bottom of the list. So, like, for example, the healthiest states were Hawaii, Vermont, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Utah, Colorado, Washington, and Nebraska in the top 10 healthy of the states. The least was Louisiana, then came Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia, Alabama, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Indiana. All right, so what did they do? Oh, Alaskans, they are more likely to experience violent crime, they say. They say Colorado has gotten a lot more exercise, and as they look at this analysis, they see some of the changes. Apparently, this was first published back in 1990, and the study claims to be the longest-running state-level analysis of public health in the U.S. It looks at a wide variety of health-related measures, from obesity and cardiovascular disease as it comes to, as they look at violent crime and insurance rates, activity, air pollution, poverty. They compile it all from secondary sources like government surveys, and then they use this common metric and they look at all the states all together. And so they find that adults are getting more active, okay? So less than 1 in 4 people are now inactive, okay? So that's good from what it used to be. It used to be like 1 in 2. And we're finding that people are smoking less. That's great. Physical inactivity can lead to 1 in 10 deaths yearly. So we really got to get people more active. Let me see what else they found. 29.6% of adults are obese compared to a couple years ago, only 27.6%. 10% have diabetes, although that number you and I know is a lot more. And they talk about how their number could be a little bit lower. Among states, Hawaii was the healthiest overall. It's been winning the last 3 years. Lower obesity, but Vermont, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire rounded out the top 5. Pretty proud of them. And then the unhealthy states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Alabama, the Southern Belt. Very, very concerning. Is it diet? Is it pollution? Is it the water? Is it culture? What is it? And I think it's a lot of genetics. You know, I mean, in my family, we have cancer on both sides of the family plus heart disease. And so if I'm not moving and I'm staying put and my progeny are staying put in that area, you know, that's going to count as a statistic. And so you wonder if maybe in the southern part of the United States, many people that, you know, they stay there. They're, you know, fifth generation Georgian or, you know, fifth generation Alabaman. And so, you know, if the diabetes traits and the obesity genes continue and, you know, and you have families there that haven't left and, you know, gone to the West, very easy to kind of skew the numbers. But we're still watching that Southern Belt, and a lot of people blame diet, but I think there could be other factors as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's been a lot of hoopla about El Nino. What has been going on? Well, we're being told here by Daily Mail a few things, okay? El Nino right now, they say, all right, has caused possibly the following. Okay, in Buffalo, we're talking Buffalo, New York, no snow. Thus far, no snow. We're already in December. Duluth, Minnesota. Temperatures were 40 degrees above zero, but not below. So signs possibly of warming. They're blaming El Nino for that. In Miami, they say beachgoers are staying indoors because it has already been the third wettest December in local history. They say this phenomenon, El Nino, which occurs as ocean water temperatures rise above normal across the central and eastern Pacific near the equator, cause these effects that leave the north east warmer than usual, the Midwest drier, and the west and south wetter. And Lord have mercy, we need, where I live in my neck of the woods, more moisture. So if we could get some more rain, El Nino away, please. The thing is we really don't want a Midwest drought. That is not good. Scientists have a message for everyone bracing for one of the strongest El Nino events on record. Get used to it. This could last for the next decade. Remember, it's caused by a shift in the distribution of warm water in the Pacific Ocean around the equator. Usually the wind blows strongly from east to west because of the rotation of the Earth. So water piles up in the western part of the Pacific. It pulls up colder water from the deep ocean in the eastern Pacific. But during an El Nino year, the winds pushing the water get weaker. Warmer water starts to shift back to the east, so the eastern Pacific gets warmer. Then, as ocean temperatures are linked with wind, I guess the winds grow weaker, ocean grows warmer, more El Nino. The change then can have an impact with weather patterns. I wonder if we see more hurricanes then in the eastern Pacific area because of the warmer water. I don't know. All right, so they say while El Nino oscillates on a more or less yearly cycle, another dynamic in Pacific Ocean water temperature known as the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, PDO, has the potential to accelerate global warming and increase the severity of El Nino episodes. See, this is why, okay, yeah, I can understand if, you know, if we're having global warming. I just don't understand how me as a human is causing that. Okay, I did not do anything to cause El Nino. So I really don't understand, you know, how you or I are responsible for that. Mind you, I dig, you know, making environmental changes that are, you know, more conservatory, and I love the idea of saving paper and trees and, you know, all that, and you know, not mucking up the air with soot. But I don't see how me as a human can affect El Nino. I just don't see that yet. All right, so when you have a monster El Nino, it could be enough to flip the PDO into a new phase for a decade or so. Keep your eyeballs peeled because maybe we're in for a decadal shift. We need water where I live. We are seeing the Colorado dry up, so maybe this is a good thing. Okay, they say the period, let me see, only saw weak El Nino. That was before January 2014. During the 21 years before that, the Pacific Oscillation values trended mostly positive. I guess that followed the 82, 83, 97, 98 El Nino events. So they think that maybe we could have, because El Nino has been kind of calm for the last 15 years, now that could come to a close and we could start getting more stormier weather. All right, so what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know, but I really, really would like to see a little bit more water in my neck of the woods. Do not want to see any droughts in the Midwest. And I definitely don't want to see any hurricanes in my neck of the woods. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, there are implantable air valves that can help some emphysema patients breathe easier. This is really cool. It's placing a one-way valve in airway that could help damaged tissue, allow patients to breathe easier, exercise longer, and it was designed to replace surgery where doctors removed a damaged lobe of lung to literally give healthy areas more breathing room. Once the expandable valves are in place, fresh air can't flow in and old air flows out, collapsing the inefficient area. They say now they have proof that this is workable therapy. It only works in patients whose badly damaged lung is isolated and air is not sneaking in from healthier tissue. That's why an earlier test of the valves only produced modest results. 1 in 10 patients have severe emphysema and may be candidates for this implanted valve. We need to have a cartoon demonstrating what this does because this is actually pretty cool. So, it could be about $22,000 to do. Yeah. Just don't smoke. You won't get emphysema. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroegie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.